The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Would you build a house without a foundation? Would you have a child and not name it? Would you let a stranger squat on your property? No, of course not. So why should the internet be any different? Every week, speak with top domain experts. Learn how to make money with domains. Know your legal rights. Each week, join our expert host to be master of your domain. Right here on Domain Masters.
Welcome to Domain Masters. This is a show where you learn to be the master of your domain. We discuss domains from many different perspectives, including the legal rights of owners and trademark holders, domain value, monetization strategies, and how to utilize domains to drive traffic to your business or gain favorable position in the search engines, power tools of the trade, and power players of the industry. Domain Masters brings it to you week after week, right here on webmasterradio.fm. Each week, a new episode of Domain Masters can be heard on webmasterradio.fm at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. My name is Victor Pitts, and I'm your host. Tonight, our Domain Masters theme is Enterprise Corporate Level Domain Management Acquisition and Planning Services. The topic deals with the understanding the value of domain names for SEO, IP protection, domain management and mergers and acquisitions, systematic drops in auctioning monitoring for corporations, and moving the entire domain name services into product planning, development, and initial marketing efforts for all corporate goods or services. Making a return appearance on Domain Masters tonight is Brett Burry, the owner of Tubaroo Internet Marketing. Brett will take on this topic on this edition of Domain Masters. So sit back and stay tuned as we break for some commercials. Be right back with our program.
You're just minutes away from more Domain Masters.
The question is, are you still master of your domain?
Stay tuned.
How do you choose the right affiliate network to partner with? The answer is simple. MarketHealth.com, where health and wealth connect. Established in 1998, the MarketHealth.com affiliate network allows you to market and promote the world's leading health and beauty offers on the net. Start making recurring income and the highest payouts in our industry. Choose from over 50 of the hottest selling offers, ranging from herbal supplements, skincare, vitamins, beauty products, weight loss, and much more. Sign up for free at MarketHealth.com and start making money today.
Are you happy with your landing page performance? Discover how to improve your landing page performance with ConversionCritic.com, brought to you by Engine Ready. Turn your underperforming landing pages into cost-effective sales-producing machines. Be sure you're not wasting your precious PPC budget. Conversion Critic tools give you the ingredients to create high-converting landing pages. You don't have to be an expert to use Engine Ready's Conversion Critic tools, but you'll feel like a landing page pro. Take the guesswork out of increasing your conversion rate. Visit ConversionCritic.com and boost your conversion rate for free. That's www.conversioncritic.com.
AffiliateContracts.com is an affiliate network like no other. Hands-on account management right from setup gives personal attention with continual account optimization. And our affiliates will attest our offers consistently pay more money every single day. Seriously. And hey, want to make a lot of money fast? Check out our unbeatable, I mean unbeatable, insurance offers. Higher conversions with programs that are sustainable and scalable because AffiliateContracts.com is committed to you for the long run. Bigger payouts, higher conversions, and attention you expect from dedicated affiliate managers. AffiliateContracts.com, that's what the affiliate world needs.
Press This, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Now, back to Domain Masters.
And you're still master of your domain.
Yes,
master of my domain.
Here's your host.
Welcome back to Domain Masters, where you learn to be the master of your domain. I'm your host, Victor Pitts, and you're listening to Domain Masters on webmasterradio.fm. Let me tell you a little bit about our guest tonight. Brett Burry is the president and founder of Tubaroo Internet Marketing and also CorporateInternetStrategy.com. Tubaroo provides internet marketing and website development services to its corporate and small business clients. Brett Burry is also a domainer and a president of Domain Licensing Corporation, a domain monetization and development company that manages a portfolio of 3,000 generic domain names. In addition, Brett is also an attorney licensed to practice law in California. We had Brett on Domain Masters back on August 19th of this year in order to discuss domain development tools, tips and techniques, and alternative monetization solutions. So I want to welcome back to Domain Masters, Brett. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks a lot for having me.
Brett, on the last time we had you on, we kind of closed the show with an introduction of tonight's theme. And just to kind of reacquaint to not only you but also our listeners and what that theme is about, we told them at that point we were going to be discussing enterprise corporate-level domain management, acquisition, and planning services. That, in a nutshell, is what it's all about. And essentially what this topic deals with is the understanding of the value of domain names, assets for SEO, IP protection, domain management, mergers and acquisitions, systematic drop in auctioning monitoring for corporations, and moving the entire domain name management service into a product planning, development, and initial marketing efforts for all kinds of corporation goods or services. So with that in mind, let's kind of get into the nut of tonight's show. I read on your website. I went to the Tubaroo website, as I invite our listeners to do as well, tubaroo.com. And I read on your website that you indicated that many times corporate acquisitions, products, and brand transactions take place without regards for the ramifications of internet search engine rankings, historical bookmarkings, and valuable links. Developing a plan which includes the internet merger acquisition strategy can help to maintain intangible internet value of the recently purchased assets. And you indicate that your company provides guidance on how to best maximize those intangible assets, especially at times when corporate acquisitions and website consolidations. And you also help clients to avoid the loss of internet value that often occurs with mass consolidation of multiple web presences onto a single web presence. So, With that, you know, set, that stage kind of set, please, you know, share with us, give us some examples of what can go wrong.
Well, my experience is, I guess, dates back several years. I mean, as a domainer, I've recognized the value of domain names, you know, since the late 90s. However, my clients, they value the trademark they have in their brand name. Not necessarily the generic description of that product or service that that trademark represents. So consequently, they don't take the time or have the procedures or the processes in place to take account of those things. So just for example, I've had a client within the past year has bought a couple of new products from a competitor. It was just a not really a merger, but they acquired some new products. And so they take these products. Each product has its own domain name for that particular generic. And each one of those things has backlinks. They have SEO value. People have linked to them. But in order to kind of consolidate those into the larger corporate shell that they've become a part of, those sites, the backlinks just got trampled on with no value. Now I don't actually manage that aspect of their particular business, but in hindsight, had we known that the acquisition was going to take place and that the merger, we could have pre-planned that particular aspect, that particular acquisition, to take advantage of those backlinks and not use that SEO value. So what? Furthermore, that same transaction, subsequent to them having acquired those domain names, I started hunting for some generic domain names that would complement those goods or services. And what I found was the perfect name that describes it's actually a disease that their product targets was actually owned by the former owner but was not a part of the transaction. So What happened was is that they bought the products, but they didn't take the time to figure out what other intellectual property assets that the selling corporation had, and so consequently they missed out on those. Now, I brought that to their attention. They were able to get the transfer with no problem, but had that name dropped or had that name been sold or was part of another package, that would have been a really valuable asset. That generic term that described the disease was the name of the disease. That the product they bought would have not been theirs. So there are little things like that that corporations should be made more aware of and should take into account. And what we've decided to do, or what we're trying to do, is to provide this enterprise-level domain management strategy for our clients, meaning that a lot of times, you know, historically, my clients will say, can you get such and such domain name that might be good for us helping market our goods or services? Well, if that name's not available or that name was too expensive at some point in time historically, they bring it off the table and never revisit that issue or that particular transaction again. And so what we're trying to do is to teach them about the drops by telling them that, you know, between 50 and 70,000 domain names drop every day, and get them in the process of either utilizing our drop monitoring services, which we pull in about, I guess it's around 350,000 domains every week into our database, and then we cycle through those searching for the keyword combinations that appeal to our clients or things that they might want to add to their domain portfolio. So what we're trying to educate is, I guess, all of our clients is that's a possibility, that something that was not available historically may be available now, or something that's very similar to that. And the prices, I mean, you know what's happened to the aftermarket. You can pick up things for the registration fee that are actually really valuable. Maybe not for a PPC-type domainer or somebody who wanted to put a microsite on that, but when you think about that I'm the corporation that actually owns that good or service that I would end up buying search engine advertising for, every one of those clicks saves me, you know, the value of, you know, $1, $2, or $3 that it might be on Google's keyword tool. So it's really a valuable way for them to not only gain those things and keep those assets from their competitors, but to also, you know, direct those clicks or direct that traffic to their own product, because they're the main beneficiary of what would have been somebody else's affiliate program or somebody else's PPP site or PPC site.
Well, so we understand then, you know, when you acquire an existing domain names that had websites and they have all kinds of existing SEO benefits with, you know, we have backlinks that are pointed to that from trusted sites, and we've done a lot of shows on Domain Masters talking about, you know, SEO and how all of that, you know, plays together, and the strength of the domain name and the strength of the website and how PageRank and everything builds the trust factor of a domain and increases its relevancy and increases its traffic. And that you indicate that you just can't go and start redirecting things without taking into consideration what's there initial, you know, already there, else all that gain, all that benefit, all that the plus sides of that acquisition from as far as the domain names and websites are concerned could all go by the wayside if not done correctly. Is that correct?
Exactly. There's an inherent value in the historical aspect of those links. Just this another anecdotal example. I've got a client that has a website that's existed pretty much unchanged since 2003. When you type in the keyword, that site pulls up to the top of the list, and there are literally hundreds of thousands of other sites, you know, Google hits or results that are returned for that particular word. They have done nothing with it for that period of time. It's the historical value. That same client has other sites which are newer, which are full of more keywords, which are full of more content, and technically should be able to march to the top and surpass that older site. However, it hasn't happened. So not only is it it's an aptly named site with, you know, good, you know, good keyword term in the URL, but there's some value that's in that historical aspect of that domain name and the many backlinks that that go to that. So what we try to do, and what I try to tell my clients, is that maybe if you have a site that has thousands of links, then it doesn't make sense to redirect those, that many things. But you might take the 80-20. Let's say that, you know, your top 100 links that you have, and make sure that those redirect to something that's relevant, and you just don't trample that historical value and end up losing that ranking because it seemed expedient at the time to bring things into what is a new corporate shell or a new content management system, that you don't want to ignore that, and that you need to factor in that particular intangible value, which I should say it's probably not even that intangible. If you, with the Google keyword tool, if you could see what kind of traffic is coming into those old links and what you might have to pay for that traffic if you had to buy it through a search engine marketing rather than just organic search, you can put a price tag on it, and it makes it visible to them to say, hey, that's not only a good idea, it's a no-brainer. Had we just been aware that we would have taken advantage of those backlinks and done redirects rather than just a wipe the slate clean.
Okay. You also had mentioned in the previous setup of the show, talking about domain name assets in terms of IP protection. Can you kind of expand upon what do you, for all of us, what do you mean by IP protection?
IP protection meaning intellectual property. I'm actually an attorney that used to practice intellectual property law, and what I found is that a lot of times you may have your product name in your say you have the trademark for it, but you're not actually searching country codes for that same name, or you're not searching foreign trademark offices for that name. A situation has come up recently where one of my clients had developed a product, had named that product, had done a U.S. trademark search for that particular product, not found anything having to do with that product, but it turns out in a foreign country there is that domain name is registered, and they sell something that is very similar to the same niche as that particular product. Now, had they done their research, one of two things would have happened. They would have changed the name of their product and not relied on that, or they would have known that they needed to contact that person. It's a very small business, but they've just had an issue that they did not check out. So what I tell my clients is that, you know, the trademark is fine, but actually the domain name is even more valuable, meaning that there are many people who could have a trademark in the same terminology, but there's only one person that can have the .com domain name. And so their focus is on getting the trademark for that name, which you may be able to do. There may be something, for instance, there's Apple Records and there's Apple Computer. They both have trademarks on the word Apple. However, they're in different classes and technically should not conflict. But if the person that has Apple.com, that's what you want to get. The trademark is not as important as that getting that .com name. And I tell them that, you know, you should never name a product or service that you're thinking of developing unless you can get that name in the .com, and if you can spell that domain name, you know, by passing the radio test, meaning that I could say it verbally and then I could spell it after having heard it.
Right.
And so that's what I'm talking about as far as intellectual property protection is not only the trademark is not the end all, you need to search other countries and other country codes for that word in different CCTLDs, and so that's what we recommend to our clients.
We're going to break for a few commercials and return to hear more from Brett Burry, the owner of Tubaroo Internet Marketing. My name is Victor Pitts, and you're listening to Domain Masters on webmasterradio.fm.
You're just minutes away from more Domain Masters.
The question is, are you still master of your domain?
Stay tuned.
Your company's website sucks. You know it. Everybody knows it.
So get a to-do list to fix it.
On Target, a subscription service from Future Now and Brian Eisenberg, monitors your website 24/7,
analyzing the actions of every potential customer.
It gives you a to-do list. It tells you exactly what to fix and how to fix it,
so that more of your visitors do
what you need them to do.
On Target pricing starts at $1,000 a month.
See more at futurenowinc.com/ontarget.
Hey, have you got the number for Jerry's Pizza?
Look it up on localpages.com.
Localpages.com. Well, what if I wanted a business number in Miami?
Localpages.com.
Can people find your business online? Be seen with localpages.com on every local listing in all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, MSN, and Ask. With over 6 billion quality searches a month and bids starting as low as 1 cent, get connected with local consumers at the exact moment that they're looking for you.
San Francisco, Green Bay, London.
I told you, localpages.com.
List your business on localpages.com now and get $100 in free local advertising. LocalPages.com, bringing your neighborhood to you.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today. Today at BruceClay.com.
Saddle up with the Search Cowboys. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the International Marketing Channel. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Now, back to Domain Masters.
So you're still master of your domain.
Yes, master of my domain.
Here's your host.
Welcome back to Domain Masters, where you learn to be the master of your domain. I'm your host, Victor Pitts, and you're listening to Domain Masters on webmasterradio.fm. Tonight, we're joined by Brett Burry, the owner of Tubaroo Internet Marketing. And our show theme is enterprise and corporate-level domain management, acquisition, and planning services. Welcome back to the show, Brett. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good. Well, in the top part of our show, we had discussed a number of things. We discussed the general issues and concerns when corporations, businesses acquire other corporations or their assets or products or brands, and consideration of the ramifications of their internet properties, their domain names, and what it might do if they just start changing things around without consideration of historical bookmarkings, their page rankings within the search engines, links that are coming to them, and how it can cause damage that could affect their search rankings and so forth. We also talked about the value of the domains in terms of IP protection and some of the concerns there if things aren't planned out correctly. So as we get into the bottom part of the show, I want to ask you, what are some, give us some, if you will, some free advice. Free advice on what our listeners should consider in respect to buying businesses that have existing premium domain properties, and the presumption is you know, it's either got trademark or it's got domains that have great search rankings and positioning. What should be the number one piece of advice that you could give to them?
I guess if they're going to be buying those premium domain names, I would want them to get some sort of disclosure from the prior, from the seller of that business, that no one had made an inquiry or challenged the ownership of that particular name. I mean, if you're buying something that has those, you know, great 1 and 2 word keyword generics, that may be the most important asset that you're buying from that particular company. It reminds me of what happened with ad.com, is that deal went sideways because at some point in time it was not disclosed whether it was before or after the purchase or before or after listing at the auction that people had made some claims as to a trademark infringement on that domain name. So that's the most important thing I would do. You obviously have to trust somebody, but if you get them to sign off and place some sort of price tag on that assertion, then you should be fairly well protected to make sure that those assets are going to be yours. And then the next thing I would do is that, obviously do some sort of trademark check, UDRP claim, and then get some sort of certified analytics based upon that type in traffic. Sometimes things seemingly are great keywords, but they don't have the asserted type in traffic that you might think was associated with that, and to make sure that and go back historically enough to make sure that those names haven't been pumped up prior to your acquisition to reflect something that's not in line with its historical traffic.
Would you advocate, go so far as to advocate a conditional buy where someone would put the name into an escrow account, and while it's in that escrow account, it actually you're able to monitor and measure the traffic to validate that it's real, and then have a back out in the agreement in the event that things don't measure up?
Yeah, I would definitely want that. And if you have enough time, with Google Analytics and you could set those things up to be shared. I mean, if you were concerned with PPC revenues, yeah, you would want to see those historical representations. But something that, let's say that the timeline was short and you wanted to actually acquire this because, say it's a Halloween-related domain name, you don't want to wait until after October 31st because you got 11 and a half months to monetize that thing again. But what you can do is that if somebody's thinking about selling that they can grant you access to their Google Analytics and probably their other analytics services, so you can kind of see what's going on. And it would be very hard to pump up a domain name because you can tell so much from the geographic analytics that Google provides. Their assertions were either valid or not valid, but I would definitely make the purchase contingent upon that, or make the purchase might not go sideways, but the value associated with the purchase might be subject to the verification of the assertions that went along with the sale.
When is the pretty much automatic tips that it's time to bring in a professional in an acquisition thing as opposed to trying to do it yourself? What is the definite signals that maybe you're in over your head and you need to bring in someone who's an expert in that particular field?
I suppose that would depend on the wherewithal, the financial somebody who has the money to lose, might not bring someone in, but they might also have the money to bring someone in because they can afford it. An attorney for just a few hours of taking a look at something is not that expensive, compared to buying a business, particularly if you referenced this particular question, is if it's a premium domain property. So I would get someone in just to do a little bit of due diligence, an IP attorney or a domainer attorney, just to take a look at the very get-go if I was going to spend any amount of money.
Got you. Well, Brett, we're running close to the end of the show. Last question: is there anything else that our listeners should know?
I think that just as a domainer, that we need to get the word out that these domain names have value well outside of the domainer space, and that corporations should be looking at these domain assets, acquiring those, and actually developing their own portfolio of keyword clouds that they can utilize to market their goods and services. And just one other thing is that a lot of times the website or the domain purchase only comes in just prior to launching a particular product. That's because most corporations only buy the name of their product, or that's all they've reserved. However, there's a lot of analytics and there's a lot of information that could have been gained had you bought generic domain names months or even years in advance in a product life cycle to get those things up and running and even act as a domainer just to monetize them, set up microsites, set up blogs on those generic keywords. And meanwhile, while your product development team is developing that product, you're gathering a bunch of marketing intelligence and competitive intelligence that's going to make your launch of that particular product a lot more valuable because you put yourself in a position to own those generic domain names that were going to complement your actual product or service that you were developing. And I think that's important for corporations and enterprises to understand that it's something that domain acquisition needs to move way up the line in their development of products and services. That's the advice I would give them.
Well, Brett, once again, we want to thank you for contributing your knowledge to this episode of Domain Master. Brett Burry and Tubaru is definitely a valuable resource to the entire Internet community, and we're grateful for him participating on tonight's show. Brett, how can listeners contact you directly if they have questions about your services?
You can go to corporateinternetstrategy.com. That's corporateinternetstrategy.com. Take a look at that. That's a consulting site that we put up particularly for this kind of service that we provide our clients. And our Tubaru company, which is spelled TOOBARROO.com, is more of our web development arm. But we're going to do a lot of this consulting under that better name of corporateinternetstrategy.com. But that's how you can contact me. My phone number is on that site, my email. Give me a call if I can assist you. Thanks for your time, and thanks for having me on Domain Masters. And I really enjoy the show, and it's invaluable as a domainer. I listen to this every week and sometimes repeat the shows if it's particularly interesting. So you're doing a really good job, Victor.
Well, thank you very much, Brett. Well, folks, we've come to the close of another edition of Domain Masters, the radio show where you learn to be the master of your domain. I'm your host, Victor Pitts, and you're listening to Domain Masters on webmasterradio.fm. All of our shows are archived at webmasterradio.fm as well as podcasts on such popular locations as iTunes, Google, and Yahoo. Come back to webmasterradio.fm next week for another informative Domain Master episode. Till then, best wishes, and I hope that you're each the master of your domain. Good night, folks.